Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just come before You in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. I thank You for Your Word today, Lord. I thank You that we're standing in the promises of Your Word, God. I thank You that You're not ever defeated, Lord. You're never out of the picture, God, and we just thank You, Lord. We look around us and we see things going on, but Father God, we're looking to You who is the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we are believers and we're believing You for great and mighty things, God, in Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. How many believers do I have in the house? Come on, anybody believe in the house? Come on, is your believer going on empty? Is your believer down? Come on. We believe in the God of miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. The same God that was here yesterday is going to be here today, is going to be here tomorrow. Glory to God. But I want to speak to you about your heart. I want to speak to you about your heart. Go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Everybody say, with all my heart. Say it again. With all my heart. With all my heart. With all my heart. With all my heart. Come on. Woo, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I plan to get happy today. Hallelujah. There you go. Colossians 3:23, it says this, and whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Whatever you do, do it heartily. Do it with heart. Do it with heart. Do it with heart. Heartily, that means enthusiastically. That means with purpose. That means on purpose. That means I'm going to do everything that I do with a certain amount of passion inside of me. And you know, sometimes passion doesn't come automatically. You don't wake up in the morning oftentimes and go, "Woo, I got a lot of passion to hit the day with," you know. But the Bible says here in Colossians that we're supposed to do everything heartily. Heartily, heartily. Now, I didn't get a definition out of the dictionary, but I want to show you components of heartily. That means with all my heart. In order for it to be with all my heart, I've got to be diligent. What does that mean? I've got to do it every day on purpose. I've got to be diligent to do what God has purposed in my heart to do. And sometimes in the church, when we think about your calling and what God has called you to do, we think of, well, you know, that's the ministry, that's this, that's that, or, you know, it's preaching or it's teaching, it's laying hands on the sick. But did you know that everything you do is your calling? Let me say that again. Everything that you do is your calling. When you visit your neighbor, it's your calling. When you're on the job, it's your calling. When you're taking care of your kids, it's your calling. When you're taking care of your grandparents, it's your calling. When you're loving your husband, it's your calling. When you're loving your wife, it's your calling. Everything that we do, we're called to do by God. And we're uniquely in a position of His grace when we'll act according to what He says. So we have to be diligent in our calling. We have to be disciplined in our calling. And here's one that I really want to focus on today, is that we must be enthusiastic about our calling. Enthusiastic about our calling. There's a verse in the Bible that says, do not be weary in well-doing. But yet, I see so many of us, because of life circumstances, and how many know we all go through stuff? We all go, and some of it's our fault, some of it's not our fault, but it doesn't matter. We all go through stuff. But are we going to be enthusiastic about where we are and where we're headed? No, enthusiasm says, you know, I am absolutely thrilled about what I am called to do. Did you know that, now watch this, this is kind of secular and the worldly thing, but think about this from a practical standpoint. You know the number one best asset you can have to a company is to be enthusiastic, to be optimistic. Come on. What are we going to do today? I don't know what we're going to do today, but we can do it. Right? I don't know what we're going to do today, but God's going to help us do it. I don't know what the order level was last week, but we're going to go above that this week. You know, they tell me that I can't do something. That just is a sickened bulldog to me that I can do it. Because God is with me. But I have to be enthusiastic about it. We've, as Christians, got to wipe off the frowns of our past and our hurts and our pains and get enthusiastic about serving the Lord. What does that mean? I got joy when I talk about Him. I got joy in where I'm headed. I've got joy in what's coming up. The end is not here, and so I am going to be clear that Jesus is with me and He's following me because I'm going to do everything heartily as unto the Lord. Glory to God. Just think about this for just a second. Somebody comes in here, they say, you're preaching Jesus, we're going to throw you in prison. And we're not just going to put you in prison, we're going to put you in the hole. I don't really know what that is, never been there, but the hole, I've heard about it, right? And in the hole, it's down in the dungeon, and it's going to be full of you know, just dank smell and just awful place. And you're going to be beaten, and you're going to be whipped, and you're going to be standing there, laying there, just going, in the dark, going, huh? You know what your response needs to be? It needs to be the same as the apostles that at midnight, in the place of the deepest despair, they began to worship God. They began to declare, they began to get enthusiastic about the fact that the same God that saved them is still with them. And even in life, if we go through stuff, we have to remember that we're going through it with Him. Hallelujah. How many have been through some things? How some of them have been your fault. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Some have been other people's fault. Some things just happen in life. But what I'm telling you is no matter what you went through, if it was your fault, somebody else's fault, or just life, God was with you. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He was with you then, He's with you now. So here's the question. Are we going to go out of this life with a whimper? Or are we going to... It's an alert on your phone. Or are we going to go out with praise on our lips? Come on. I plan to go out with praise on my lips. I plan to go out with praise on my lips. How can I do that? I can do that because I'm enthusiastic about the same Jesus who saved me so many years ago is still with me today. Glory to God. It doesn't matter my circumstances. The same God who called me to do what I'm doing is with me. And so therefore, I'm going to be disciplined in my doing it. I am going to be dedicated to doing it. And I'm going to be enthusiastic about doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to follow anybody that's down in the dumps. Let me tell you about Jesus. You can be just like me. My life sucks, but you can be just like me. Right? No. I have Jesus and He's changed my whole life. Do you remember when you got saved? Do you remember when Jesus came to you and the Holy Spirit drew you to God and there was one point in your life where you were completely changed from the inside out by the Spirit of the recreated man? Come on. the Holy Spirit in our spirit. He's the same God today as He was yesterday. He's still working right now, right now, right now. And I can be enthusiastic about the call that's on my life because the call didn't change, won't change, will never change because the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Glory, yeah, but that was 20 years ago. That was 30 years ago. That was 40 years ago. That was 50 years ago. And you know, I'm a little tired. Well, stop with your tiredness. Amen. Get up and get enthusiastic about what you've got in front of you today. What is it that God's put in your heart today? What has God called you to do today? Well, I've got to wash the windows. Well, wash the windows enthusiastically. Right? Come on. I've got to mow the lawn. Well, do mow the lawn enthusiastically. Why? Because He said that everything you do, do heartily as unto the Lord. Come on. I've got to do some things that aren't very pleasant today. Well, do them anyway. But do them heartily as unto the Lord. Glory to God. Listen, I'll tell you, I've been in the room and was just there recently where somebody passed away, and that's not one of my favorite times. Right? It's on one hand because I'm going to miss the person that passed away, but I also know the pain that it's going to bring to the people around them. But in that moment, is Jesus with me or isn't He? Come on. Is Jesus there with me or isn't He? Is the Holy Spirit in me or isn't He? So when I'm doing that, when I'm going through those times that aren't as pleasant as other times, it's not a rah-rah day, right? It's kind of I need to get a hold of myself. And as the psalmist said, I need to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that was within me, bless His holy name. Right? I've got to do it diligently. I've got to discipline myself. When I don't feel like it, I'm going to do it anyway. Right? And then I've got to do it enthusiastically. Hallelujah. Now let's look at an enemy of this. Go to Galatians chapter 6. The book of Galatians in the 6th chapter. And verse 9 says this. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Who's responsible for your heart? Come on. So you have to do something to not become weary. I know people in this room that are in business. I know people in this room that have gone through, you know, things physically, emotionally. But the Bible says, do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. There's always a temptation and it's always available to us to get weary. Maybe you've loved somebody that's not loving you back. Maybe you're doing a job that you don't feel like you're appreciated in. Maybe there's something in your life that doesn't seem right. But listen, the Bible says, do not become weary in well-doing. In other words, if you're doing well, be enthusiastic about your well-doing. Sometimes, and I don't mean it exactly this way, but the term fits, sometimes you got to fake it until you make it. What do I mean by that? The first praise the Lord might not be very enthusiastic. But you tell yourself, I'm going to become more enthusiastic. And I'm going to continue to get even more enthusiastic. And it might rub people the wrong way. You remember David when he walked back into the city when he had the victories and he was bringing back in the ark, and he was just really thrilled with the fact, and he was just out before the ark dancing and praising and leaping and jumping. It was so much that the Bible says that he danced himself right out of his clothes. And his wife sitting up in the window looking down at that said, "What is wrong with you?" And she said, "You know, in your position, And at your age, you should be more dignified. His response was, in the presence of the God in whom I serve, I'm even going to become more undignified than this. In other words, woman, I want you to be with me, all that stuff. But if I'm choosing between you and him, he wins. He's with me, and I refuse to get weary in my situations. I'm going to magnify him. Even when he, because of his fault, and became known as a murderer, became known as adulterer, became known as, just not nice things, right? He said, Lord, I'm coming to you and I repent. But don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Right? I can deal with any punishment that comes or any other ramifications, but don't take your Holy Spirit from me. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to honor you. And with enthusiasm, he's doing this. And even when the result or the results of his sin caused his son to die, the Bible says that he was weeping in his bedchamber and weeping and interceding and asking God to fix the situation and give him mercy, but then his son died. And Walgreens, thank you. Let me turn this down because this shouldn't be on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hang on a minute. Now we won't be bothered. Watch this. Even in the midst of that, even in the midst of all of that pain, he was still worshiping God. He went before God and said, listen, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to exalt you because you're worthy of praise. My being in you is more important than anything else. My being in your presence is more than anything else. And listen, this is so good. We're not going to turn there, but I just want you to think of Job. Everybody know who Job was? And that's not Job, by the way. In the Bible, it's Job, right? But Job, watch this. He was a man who came under tremendous pressure and tremendous adversity. And then he had friends coming to him and said, listen, this is why, and this is why, and that's why, and this is why, and that's why. And Job became depressed and even more depressed because of what he was going through. And then finally his wife said, listen, I got the solution. Curse God and die. Right? Just curse God and die. And so the whole, chapters of the book of Job talk about this one's opinion and that one's opinion. And then finally this young man comes and said, what are you guys saying? You're all fools. Who are you? And then God finally shows up and talks to Job. And Job, he says, where were you when I did this? And where were you when I did that? And where were you? And Job finally came to the place that he said, listen, I recognize where I went wrong, and I'm going to worship you, God. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to thank you, God, in the midst of all of this. Your opinion is more valuable to me than anybody else's opinion. So therefore, I'm not going to grow weary in my well-doing. I'm not going to grow weary even though I've been afflicted. I'm not going to grow weary. You see, his weary position didn't change until he changed his heart toward his position. Let me say that again. His weary position didn't change until he changed his heart about his weary position. God, if you're with me, it doesn't matter what I'm going through. Lord, it looks like I should just quit. It looks like I should just give up. It looks like, Lord, I should just retire. The Bible says, do everything as heartily as unto the Lord. So from the first breath to the last breath, as Christians, we ought to be enthusiastic about what he's doing. Enthusiastic about what he said. Enthusiastic about tomorrow that he has for us. Come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. I refuse to get weary. I refuse to quit. I refuse. Why? Because the same God who called me is still with me. Go to 2 Samuel chapter 17. 2 Samuel 17. See, here's the enemy, your enemy. Moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Now let me choose 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue David tonight. I will come upon him while he is weary and weak, and I will make him afraid, and all the people who are with him will flee, and I will strike only the king." See, your enemy wants to get you to a place where you're weary, and then he's going to come after you even harder than before. And he's going to send people to you to try to take you out. He's a liar. He's under our feet. Jesus has defeated him and whipped him and made him an spectacle before all of heaven and earth. That's you and I, right? We're in Christ. So we did that. We have authority over Him. So when fear comes, you've got to turn back to faith. Let me say that one more time. When fear comes, you've got to turn your head away from the fear and get back into the realm of faith. What does faith say? Faith says, "I am a child of the Most High God. He said He would never leave me nor forsake me. He said He's with me now. He'll be with me tomorrow. He'll be with me next week. He'll be with me next year. He'll be with me a million years from now." Woo! If we truly understood this, we'd wake up tomorrow with this at Holy Spirit, what are we doing today? Really? Holy Spirit, what are we doing today? Well, you're going to work. Well, you coming with me? Yeah. Right? Well, you got to mow the lawn. Are you going to mow the lawn with me? Yeah. You got to drive a long ways. What, you going to drive with me? Yeah. And you go, "But Lord, I'm all alone." He said, "Really? Really? Lord, You've called me to do such and such, and I feel like I'm all alone. Really? I'm with You." Who else would you want on your team? Who else would you want on your team? Glory to God. So we need to wake up with praise on our lips. Now, what do we do when weariness comes? Come on. Woo! What do we do when weariness comes? Go to Isaiah chapter 40. You're all familiar with this. Oh, Isaiah 40. Now look at... Praise the Lord. Verse 30. Even the one of cry, faint and be weary. This is really weird. My Bible's messed up here. Put it up there. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. Even the youth and faint shall be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. There's a lot of fainting going on today. There's a lot of giving up today. There's a lot of stopping today. Well, you know, it was easier to get people saved back in the 70s, the 80s. It was easier. It was, you know, it seemed like you could use the Bible, but we can't use it anymore. It's just harder. Young Christians, they do get weary. Come on. We got to get away from the weariness. I don't want to be this. Even when the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So what do we do when we get weary? We run to God. We say, God, my flesh, I'm a little tired. And Lord, it seems like everybody's gone. Everybody's gone away from me. What do I do now? Lord, are you there? Lord, I'm running on you. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting in your presence. Because, Lord, in your presence is the fullness of joy. In your presence, Lord, that's where I need to be. Lord, I don't mean to discredit anybody else. I don't mean to say I don't value other people's opinion. But, Lord, yours is the only opinion that matters in this case. What are you saying, Lord? I'm waiting on you. Speak to me now. Speak to my heart. Let me know what you're saying. Lord, I'm waiting on you. There have been many times, and I'm not saying I just have heard this once, but I've heard it over and over and over and over again when I go to Him and I say, Lord, do I still need to do what you asked? Am I doing what you want me to do? Is there something wrong? Is there something that I could change? And I'm not saying that there's not always room for improvement. What I'm saying is the Lord always speaks back to me. Did I call you to do what you're doing? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, then I haven't called you away from it. And when I want to call you away from it, I'll let you know. So what does that mean? That means it doesn't matter the circumstances around me. What matters is the calling that I have. And my attitude in the calling will change my perspective. Because the only one I really want to please at the end of the day is Him. The only thing that I really want to hear when it's all over is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Right? So the way I get rid of weariness is I talk to Jesus. Holy Spirit, you're with me, right? Yep, okay. If you're with me, then we'll get through whatever we're going through. See, He'll tell you to fear not, for I'm with thee. Isaiah 41:10, He'll tell you, fear not, for I am with thee. Be thou not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will uphold thee with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those that are incensed against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. You'll look for them but not find them, because I am the Lord your God and I will hold your right hand. Fear not, for I am with you. How do you get rid of weariness? You've got to understand that the core of weariness, the core is fear. Fear that you're not enough. Fear that you're not doing okay. Fear that this is going to happen. Fear that that's going to happen. What if you just get rid of all that and say, Lord, you put us in this position. And even if I'm in this position because I did something wrong, you're with me. You'll forgive me. Lord, I'm going on from here, but I'm going with you. So, Lord, I refuse to be weary. And look at this, what it says. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It's better than an energy drink. Let me just say that again. He's better than an energy drink. He's better than a motivational talk. Your relationship with Him is what keeps you from staying on empty. Go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Hallelujah. Knowing that you're in the will of God, and knowing, watch this, knowing that you're in the heart of God should encourage your heart. I said it should encourage your heart. Psalm 119, and we're going to read the whole thing. No, I'm kidding. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your heart, to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. With my whole heart. With my whole heart. Are we half-heartedly serving Him, seeking for Him, asking for Him to be involved in our lives? Are we doing it half-hearted? Are we half-heartedly doing our jobs as whatever occupation that you have? Are you half-heartedly being a parent? Are you half-heartedly being a spouse? Are you half-hearted? Then you're doing it to the wrong person. Now listen, I know that you're married to your spouse, but really you're doing what you're doing for your spouse is unto the Lord. His approval, right? His reward. His response. Everything in the Word, if we'll take it that way, in other words, I'm going to forgive because He asked me to forgive. I'm going to give because He asked me to give. I'm going to do because He asked me to do. Your response is irrelevant to my obedience. Because I want what He wants, and I want to do everything with my whole heart. My whole heart. Everything was within me. Bless the... I love that. Just love it. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, praise His holy name. What does that mean? I mean, all that is within me. Have you ever... And I've only done this probably once in my life. Once. Have you ever cried so hard that it hurt? And that your gut hurt on the inside? Something really tragically happened and you felt like... Well, see, that's your whole being. Because it wasn't just your emotions, but your body was involved in that crying. And your, you know, everything that was wrapped up, all your whole world was framed by that moment or that... at that time. So how about changing that over? And Lord, with all of my heart, I'm going to praise You. And if I'm praising You, Lord, there's not much room left for weariness. Glory to God. Glory to God. With my whole heart, with my whole heart. Just go with me for a minute to Proverbs chapter 3. And you all know this. Proverbs chapter 3. Y'all getting something today? Now, I really need you to take this to heart. I really need you to go away from here with a little different perspective. I need you to wake up tomorrow with a little more enthusiasm. Glory to God. See, I don't like doing certain things. But certain things need to be done. Right? But as if I'm doing it as unto the Lord, I can be enthusiastic about what I'm doing. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 3. In verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. You need to do that when things are going well. You need to do that when you can't figure anything out. You need to do that when everything seems to be going wrong. You need to do that when the enemy has gotten you where he's tempting you with fear and he's coming after to destroy you, you've got to come to back to the place, no. I trust the Lord with all my heart. I trust the Lord with all my heart. I've told you this before, but I'm going to tell it again. That day when I was working for 7-Eleven and they came in and this guy said, man, I'm going to blow you. He took a gun out from his belt and put it in his pocket. I'm going to blow you away. I mean, I didn't see it very long, but I was really high in the Lord that night. I was just been worshiping God for about 4 hours because nobody was in the store while I was cleaning into it. And I was just really gone. And I put it in his pocket and he said, I'm going to blow your head off. Give me all the money. I said, well, you know, try me. Well, I said, I guess I am. But here's the thought that came to me. I swear to you, this is what came to me. Well, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You see, a normal, rational person would have probably been in fear in that moment. But I was so much in the presence of God, the only thought that came to me is to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know. But isn't that the reality? Isn't that our reality? Isn't that the core of everything? We can trust in the Lord with all of our heart because He's going to be with us in life. He's going to be with us in death. He's going to be with us in eternity. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. What do you trust in the Lord with all of your heart? Everything. Everything. Come on, your finances, your kids, your house, your cars, everything. You do your part, but at the end of the day, you got to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now that's hard to do sometimes, but it's really a decision. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. When you can't figure it out, trust the Lord. When the answer doesn't seem to be clear, trust the Lord. But not just, you know what I'm going through, but I'm trusting God. No, you're not. Because if you're truly trusting God, your face would be look different. I trust God. What does that mean? I don't know how it's going to turn out. I might be living on the street tomorrow, but I'm going to trust God on the street if I am. They may come take the car away, but I'm going to trust God for another one. Why? Because I'm so in love with Him and I know that He's so in love with me that He's going to take care of me. And if you'll look back, He always has. Many of us have enough history that we know that He's always taken care of us. Now watch it. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him in all of your ways. Now, I know that this means your behavior and all of that kind of things, but I look at this always acknowledge Him. Always acknowledge Him. What does that mean? Lord, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that tomorrow. Well, you know, you're going with me, right? Or if you don't want me to do something, Lord, I'll do it your way. Lord, even in this defeat, I'm going to acknowledge that you're still Lord. Even when they betrayed me, I'm going to still acknowledge that you're Lord. Even when things aren't going right, I'm going to acknowledge you. The key to not being weary is to keep Him in focus. You know, even the Scripture and the whole New Testament talks about that we're in Christ. You've heard the expression, that person just has on rose-colored glasses. We ought to all have on blood-stained glasses. I see everything through the blood. Come on. I see everything through the blood. I see the circumstances that I'm going it through. I see the demotion at work. I see even when pain is in my body. I see it through the blood. Glory to God. In all my ways acknowledge Him and He will direct my path. Do not Be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Glory to God. Is He with you? There's three of us. Is He with you? Come on. Come on. Then why are we down? Why are you cast down, O my soul? I'll trust in Him who's never let me down. Proverbs 4 and verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Whose input are you looking for? Whose input are you listening to? Right? If it's not His, you're on the wrong path. Come on. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. What scripture are you going to go to work with tomorrow? Or Tuesday? What scripture are you going to wake up with tomorrow? What word right now is in the midst of your heart? Because many of you that I know, at one point you had something in your heart. If I ask you, what's your scripture verse? You remember years ago when we got saved, everybody signed their letter or whatever with a scripture verse underneath it. Because that was the verse that you went back to, you ran back to. How do you keep it in your heart constantly is that you have it to keep there. Did you know one of the, and I'm not going to get into this today, but one of the best ways to get out of weariness is to become grateful. I think that we ought to get paper and pencil and every morning write down five things that you're grateful for before you list the things that you're weary over. And if you'll concentrate on the gratefulness, the weariness won't stand a chance. Why? I'm so grateful that I'm saved. I'm so grateful that God gave me breath today. I'm so grateful that I can worship Him. I'm so grateful that I have a wife who loves me. I'm so grateful that I have a car to drive. I'm so grateful, on and on and on and on. And you become to meditate on that, and weariness doesn't have a chance. Whose report are you going to believe? There's that Amber Alert again. Look at now. Verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence. Who's responsible for that? Right? We trust God, but at the same time, Lord, I'm going to keep my heart with all diligence. What does diligent mean? I'm on it. Now, many of you will not remember these days, but enough of us will. You used to drive up to a gas station, and you'd pull in with your car, and there would be three attendants come out. One would be washing your window, one would be checking your oil, and the other would be pumping gas. Because they were diligent to be giving attention to you. I think we ought to be more diligent and on purpose concentrating on Him. Whew, glory to God. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Come on. It goes on and on. But here's the thing, that I believe that God wants to get us back to the place where, like in Colossians, it says, everything heartily is unto the Lord. With all my heart. With all my heart. I'm going to be enthusiastic about it. I'm going to be enthusiastic about it. Sometimes, you know, even in doing ministry, it's like, Lord, there's nobody to help. I'm doing this all by myself again. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Poor me. And I'll tell you the day that I was sitting in my office over at the other church. I'm going, Lord, I don't want to pick up chairs. I don't want to put instruments up and down. I don't want to. We did that for years and years and years. I don't want to do that anymore. Wow. And then I caught myself. And I said, Lord, if me picking up chairs, putting away instruments, or doing anything like that will have an effect for eternity on one person, I'll gladly do it. Forgive my whining. Right? And so my attitude is different. And watch this. When your attitude is different, your eyes and your altitude and where your eyes are looking at is different. And then if He before you, who can be against you? Don't grow weary in well-doing. Get enthusiastic about Jesus. But get Jesus in everything that you're doing so that you can be enthusiastic about everything that you have to do. Because He's for you. He's with you. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word today. I thank You that Your Word is alive. I thank You that Your Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. I thank You, God, that You're for us, You're with us, and that, Lord, You're moving in our midst. I thank You today, Lord, that when we lay hands on the sick, they recover. When we speak to people that are demon-possessed in the name of Jesus, the demons have to run as in terror. I thank You, Lord, that when we preach the gospel, it will touch the hearts of people. I thank You, Lord, that we're sowing seed into ground. And Father, You're going to cause a harvest to come. I thank You, Lord, that we're not going out of here, out of the earth, as a whimpering church, but a winning church. Father, I thank You that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're that church, Lord, individually. Everybody who's saved, Lord, is part of that church. And Father, we come with a renewed vigor, a renewed mind, a renewed heart, and trusting, Lord, that in You all things are possible. In Jesus' name. If you're weary, worship. If you're unsettled, get back with the Lord. Come on. Become thankful again. Become grateful again. Worship Him in spirit and in truth, for He's worthy. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, it's really, it's not hard to do, but it'll cost you everything. Because you have to give up your will. You have to give up your way. You have to surrender to Him completely. But if you'll do that and you say, Lord, I'm done. I need You to be my Lord and Savior. You ask Him, He'll come. He'll come. In Jesus' name. If you need prayer for anything, I'd be happy to pray with you. If I could have the worship team come up, we're going to worship with song. If you need prayer this morning, just come. But thanks for joining us today. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.